This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon on your Monday. A little bit of deja vu from Beyonce. Hello, troops. How are you?
Good afternoon, Joyce. Good afternoon, Timothy. Good afternoon, Dean. Speaking of... I said Dean, Dean Murphy, sorry, doll face. Speaking of deja vu, for the people at home, you just pushed the button yet again, and it popped off.
Yeah.
That's like every single show for every the last show.
It's not necessarily Tim's fault. I think it's the way the button was designed. We've got so many stories to tell today because on the weekend we did something fabulous, all three of us. We should talk about it after 5 o'clock.
We don't usually do Murphy's Law excursions, but we're starting to do a lot more because we're fancy.
Yeah.
That's what we are.
Yeah. Look, as long as you're happy in your broom, driving around the streets with a little bit of cool breeze blowing in your
happy,
hair.
Happy's a stretch, doll. Yeah. I'm just more comfortable. Oh, dear.
No, I was just wondering, were you going to go and make a cup of tea for us?
Well, I was going to, but then I got 2 minutes and no, I can't do it.
Well, when you go back down to the lavish kitchenette.
Oh, when I go back down to the lavish, now it's assigned my job, is it?
Yeah, when you go back down there to the Joy kitchenette, just make sure, can you just extra wash the cups for us, please?
I was about to tell you to go and get whatever.
Because 1 in 5 mugs now contain fecal matter.
They've
discovered, but they've done research. They've done research in the office, in the workplace, and apparently, because so many people go to the toot and they don't wash their hands,
and our toilet it
ends
really
up
close.
On
right next door,
to the kitchenette, the lovely kitchenette here at Joy. And so, when you go down there, just give it a good rinse.
Can I give you the tip though? Because there was a study that was similar about this, about the touch screens at Macca's and people washing hands and stuff. And you'd think that would have been enough to put me off Macca's. It hasn't. And you have to pay for McDonald's. I don't have to pay for a cup of tea down here. So your Buckley stands are putting me off, is all I'm going to say. I'm that cheap. I don't care.
Okay. Good one. Well, while we get into Jess Glynn, can you whip down there and make us one?
Yep.
That'd
sure.
be great. I'd have half a sugar. And some milk.
Joy supports this community message.
So that was freshly out of the Radio 101 handbook.
17
is to wait
degrees
until the ads finish
in town, and it's great to see that people are really tuning in.
25,000 years in radio.
Talking about beforehand, we had a topic, a little info piece that basically said 1 in 5 coffee mugs contain fecal matter. It's good that people are listening to and wanted to participate in this. Anna Murphy, Brad has sent us a message.
Brad has. He said, and that's why Murphy's. I do not use the staff kitchen at work. I have my own tea coffee facilities in my workshop.
Good. On your bread.
I also have my own dishes, so now I know that they are clean and not touched by anybody who's been to the loo and not washed their hands.
It's almost an essay he's sent us back.
Oh, I think you've
got your own topic.
Workshop.
Yeah. Oh, look at
what
you.
What do you do?
Hoity-toity.
Brad.
What was ticking over in your brain then?
I just had a very interesting conversation. A lovely fill-in newsreader, Dee, is here with us today.
Oh, good on you, Dee.
So Dee and I actually, we exchanged. I put a call out. I said, I need a bed because I've got some people through this site who are going to look after my dog and cat while I go away to Japan in April for 9 days, right? So it's a site you join and then they come and just house sit for free and whatever. And then I was all fine for them to do that until someone said, you're not going to let them sleep in your bed, are you? And they're a couple. It's the lesbian couple, it's like, whatever. I was like, fine, until somebody said to me, you're not going to let them sleep strangers.
What were they going
to
do in your bed?
No, it wasn't about that. It was having strangers in your house in your bed. And I'm like, but...
Well, they're in your house.
Yeah, no, but that was my point. Anyway, so I thought, no, actually, probably not. I'll put a call out. I'll see if I can get a bed for the back room.
Right.
Dee answered the call and said, hey, mate, I've got a trundle bed, like a single, it's a day bed, but a trundle. And I thought, without thinking too much about it, yeah, great. No dramas. So we organised it and Dee was amazing. She organised this air tasker guy to come and bring it over, whatever. It was all very easy until I got half of it into the house and then I had to try and dismantle it and stuff. It just, it was ridiculous.
Oh, God.
It got out. That end
you can feel an Allen key story coming
on. Oh, yeah, totally, right. So then I thought, you know what? I can do this. I'm a single independent lady. Like, it was stuck in my kitchen. So I was like, and my brother, who's the builder, was like, no.
Single independent lady with an Allen key.
No, seriously, it was wedged. Right? And the guy, I said, don't worry about it. My brother can come and help. And he's like, I can't come till tomorrow and the next day. And I'm like, this is going to cause a problem because I need to be able to walk through my kitchen and stuff. Right, I'll do it. So I got the Allen key out. Because Dee had already said, like, went together with an Allen key. It's from IKEA. Oh, there you go, branding again.
Never lose, isn't it? Back to media studies. Back to media studies.
Anyway, sorry. So I thought, right, I'm pretty handy. I started taking one end off. That was fine. And then the whole frame just bent and went, like, the metal bit bent. Bits flung off it. And I was like, oh, my God. I've broken this bloody bed. Anyway, so what I did is I pulled the pieces off. I kept them all, I thought, in organised fashion.
Not with IKEA parts.
Until Peter came round to help and he goes, which bit came off first? And I was like, ooh. And once I'd moved them from the kitchen into the other room.
You had no idea.
No idea. And I was like, but I know this little bit goes on. So anyway, so the builder was not very happy with me. Anyway, it took quite a while in a very hot room to try and put this together. We finally got it together and he's looked at me and gone, they're not going to want to sleep on a trundle. And I'm like, what? And he goes, they're staying in your house for 9 days. They're not going to want to sleep in a trundle bed. And I was like, oh, well, where was that information beforehand? Again, what? Me engaging brain. So I emailed them and they went, no, we'd rather have a double bed.
Well, this is
so now I've got a day bed with a trundle.
Well, this
that
is
I
the thing
need.
I was going to say to you. Dee and her girlfriend are quite sophisticated lesbians in our community. And how were they on a trundle bed for that long?
No,
that makes lovemaking very hard on a trundle, doesn't it?
In the trundle bed.
Very difficult.
They were. You don't understand.
Welcome to my palace.
Hey, I'm not also thinking that these lovely people that are coming to look after my pets and whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Good. We've got Dee coming in soon, so we'll investigate that a bit further. You know, they've taken all our fun away. Remember when you could just have fun with, you know, cotton wool buds?
Oh, God. What's happening now?
What did you do with cotton wool buds?
I've got a bit of wax in my ear. Nothing better than finding the cotton wool buds, is there? And then taking them in and giving them a big swirl and seeing.
We call that ear orgies.
Stuff on the end of it and you...
And I don't feel like it's quite right until you get a cough at the end.
No.
Tickles your back in the throat. Yeah.
There it is.
Well, you're not allowed to use them anymore. You shouldn't use them anymore because a British man, 31, contracted what's known as a necrotizing otitis externa, which is a bacterial infection that targets the lining of his skull because a little bit of the cotton wool bud went up. He pushed it too hard and it went...
Bloody hard! You're pushing it into your head.
I know.
You're not supposed to scratch the back of your eye with it.
We owe it to the people to tell them that that could possibly happen. So
it can't possibly happen.
Don't want to steal your fun. But don't shove it up your ear.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Does anyone have anything to say? Or to add on?
I actually think it's important. I think now is the time to start removing safety warnings.
They backed it up, though. They've said that the best way to clean your ears is to drop some olive oil into your ear.
Yep. I quite like those earwax candles.
No, apparently they're not good for you either.
Oh.
So there you go. If anyone wants to join this show, because there's a few crickets flying around. Have you got anything to add to that?
No, because I'm annoyed.
Who have we got up now, Tim? Who's coming up on the show?
So you keep talking over me. What's the point of me having an opinion on anything?
He's Peking Duck. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon. Anna Murphy,
yes.
I need to apologise to you.
Oh, thank God.
For a long, long time, we've joked around and mucked around and you know... Brothers can be harsh. I feel like for a lot of years I called you and have been calling you a spinster. But I want to clarify now that that is not the case at all. You are not a spinster.
Well, what am I?
Because that's for someone under 26.
Oh, how rude.
You're a thornback.
I'm a buddy.
You're a thornback. That's what you are.
And put your manners back in, Tom Cruise. I just spat all over my microphone, so I apologise.
If someone's over the age of 26 who doesn't have a relationship and kids and whatever, so hey.
I'm a thornback.
Onward and upwards.
Yeah, because it's not daunting enough being a single, broke 45-year-old who's not in the best shape of her life. It's not at all. But now I'm going to go around being called a thornback.
I just I love that. I need to go marinate in that
so
with a song.
Happy right now. I'm even... happy.
Don't you know you drive me crazy?
Joy, traffic for Melbourne.
That's right. We're heading out to the roads. The colder freeway outbound is thrilled to be at the opening night, despite sitting right in front of the stage and not being tall enough to see over the edge at 9 minutes. Eastern outbound had one too many Biancos and are now experiencing lockout, so the opening number is over at 17 minutes. Monash outbound got the wrong night and only realised that after two people with the correct date arrive and demand their seats back at 74 minutes. And the Princess outbound missed out on tickets altogether. There's no information at all. And that is your theatre version.
Love that. Hang on a second. They've changed the thing here.
Oh, dear.
Have to move it
Oh, technical hitch.
The five P's.
Minor delays on Werribee. It's not my fault.
Hey, prior preparation. Prevent.
Piss poor performance. On the roads. No, what are we doing? I'm not on the roads. You're on the roads. 6:05. Wow. This is so slick. This
today's
afternoon. This
amazing.
Is really slick. Musically on this hour, we've got great stuff coming up, Troops. Mm. Gonna pop a bottle with Jess Melboy.
Oh, excellent.
Looks like we're Jess is on the amyl. Anyway.
I think most people, I think it's fair to say most right now, people would have said champagne.
Now, on the weekend, the three of us went to see something fabulous.
We did indeed.
Can I just say that it's probably, it goes down as my all-time favourite musicals I've ever seen in my whole entire life. Oh. I've seen quite a few of them.
Have you?
Yep.
Well, how many have you seen?
Five. No. I've seen more. I've seen Rent. I've seen Hairspray. I've seen, what was that stupid one we saw with the horse? Was that a musical or was it just a dumb show?
War Horse?
That was awful. But this thing takes the cake. Honestly, I'm blown away. We got to the theatre only to discover that we did have front row seats, which I thought at the time, wow, I can see the lights in the prop. Division.
Did we say it was Muriel's wedding?
No, we haven't talked about that now. Yeah. I was leading up to it, but thanks for breaking my...
a very long time.
Right. Sorry. Well, we went to see Muriel's wedding on the weekend.
Hey! Even I lost track of that.
And I cannot fault that thing. That was absolutely brilliant. That
it was exquisite.
Funniest, most entertaining. So how much better has the music made the actual story?
Yeah.
Like, just incredible.
And I'm so pleased to hear you say that, Dean, because, like, I made no bones. I'd seen it in Sydney when it was out for its limited season a year and a half ago or whatever, and I loved it. And I thought that you'd be
so
great with
good.
It, Anna, but I didn't. I was really unsure about you, Dean. I didn't know what you would get out of it.
Well, because when they were here, the guys that we interviewed, and we interviewed the father and
Deirdre Chelsea Plumley.
We did say to them, well, how did you make the second half entertaining? Because it takes a dark tone.
It does take a dark
tone. But they did it so well.
Yeah.
So brilliant. Just a masterpiece. I loved it.
Well, I think that's just testament to Kate Miller-Heidke and her incredible skill of storytelling through music. She did the whole thing, did she?
Well, most of it.
It's her and her partner, Keir Nuttall, I think is his name. Mm. And like, what an incredible job they've done. It's just so moving and yet so fun and so funny.
Oh, yeah, and really so true to the movie as well for any of you fans out there that think that it's going to have ruined it. It's not. It's very true to the... It's amazing. Mm. Spectacular.
Absolutely.
We were, of course, fortunate enough to be there at opening night.
There was quite a few.
Not only did we have front row seats, which
A-listers,
was fabulous, our mum couldn't see the stage because she's so short, and so that was a little issue, but that's okay. I loved it because it's the closest I've ever been to any performance of anything, so I could actually see people's faces. Mm. We saw Tina Arena.
Tina was there. Yeah.
Denise
Tina.
Scott was there. Rachel Griffith. Nat Bass.
Shayna Blaines.
Crazy. I saw Shayna Blaines.
Shayna Blaines was there.
Cutting up a rug at the
Rebel
after party.
Rebel Wilson was there.
Shayna was at the block early on Sunday morning, so I hope she wasn't tearing it up too much.
Uh-huh.
She had a bit of the two-step going.
Oh,
a bit of swing of the arms.
A bit of a dance. Now, you went to the after party. It was lovely.
I did. It was great, actually. It was at a venue down along the river. I'm not a schmoozy kind of person, but I did actually end up spending the last 45 minutes of the night chatting with our good friend who we interviewed, Roz Hammond.
Lovely.
Who, of course, was in the original movie.
Yes.
And the girl, I don't know her name, who played her character in the musical was just beside herself at the fact that Roz was there. It was really lovely to see, actually. So, yeah, it was great. It was a really wonderful night.
Can't fault it at all. And if that hasn't enticed you to go and see the play, for all you homosexuals with a different agenda.
Oh, here we go.
You might want to go because the guy that plays the part of, in the movie, is actually a South African, but in this they've changed it to, he's a Russian swimmer.
Yes.
Russian Olympian. And the part's played by a guy named Stephen Madsen. And you need to go on Instagram now, like not later on, like right now, because it's a miracle. It was a miracle from God.
Oh, dear.
That was presented to us on that stage.
You, Dean, sitting in the front row.
I nearly fell over my tongue.
I could see you from where I was.
I felt like yelling, your mother's in here.
I saw a little rise in the pants, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh, God. Can we get out of
this
break?
I remember Mum saying, I know what you're looking at, and so does Jesus. Anyway. We have an awesome little prize to give
away. Well, because the thing is, it's comedy festival time.
Oh, it is time. Your Christmas.
Yay. Yeah, and I am really excited this year because last year I couldn't go to anything. These tickets can be yours for free.
Wow.
All you have to do is tell us.
Get out.
What's your favourite body part?
Oh. Ooh.
Oh.
Never really thought about it.
Yeah, well, Paul Foot.
Yeah, I get where it's come from. I just don't. I've never really thought about what my favourite part is.
Oh, really? Okay.
Sometimes.
Oh, for God's sake.
Never on Thursday.
Oh, he goes to one musical and it's just all I can think about.
Now
you're disgusting. Righto, so for those of you at home who can think about something else.
Let us know your thoughts.
It could be that. You could tell us that.
So what we're asking him for is your favourite body part.
If you'll allow me one quick story, I did find this on the news lines because there's nothing interesting today apart from everything I've said. a Melbourne engineer who claims his colleague repeatedly farted nearby and thrusted his bum at him is hoping his bullying claim is successful on appeal. David Hinks, 56, has sought $1.8 million in a suit against his former employer.
Because some dude farted at him?
Oh, not just farted, mate. Listen to this. He says that flatulence is a form of bullying and he names and shames here his ex-colleague Greg Short. Stinky, Short, they call him, was a serial farter. But a judge blasted the case out of the Supreme Court last year, finding that there was no bullying. He's appealed the claim, saying that in his victim impact statement, he said that he would be sitting with his face to the wall and Stinky would come into the room, which was small and had no windows. He would fart behind him and walk away. He would do this 5 or 6 times a day. He claimed Mr. Short's behaviour was part of a conspiracy to get rid of him and he has suffered psychiatric injuries as a result. Do you know what I was saying to Anna Murphy before? Yes. My brother farted on my head from 1974 to 1986. It never occurred to me to get compo.
No. I'm glad he didn't. He didn't win, though, did he? He didn't win his compo.
Oh, no. It's the Court of Appeal this Friday.
Oh, wow.
So it's pending.
That could change crop dusting on planes forever, couldn't it?
You know, we just wonder what's wrong with the court system.
I look forward to an update on that on Monday.
You know, I'll let you know. If you let me come back and do news next week, I'll give you an update.
Hey, Dee, just before you go, what is your favourite body part? Not the thing
of yours?
Of your own body part, but not what other people find massively entertaining, but just something you love about.
I've got a terrific smile.
You do have a great smile.
I can't. I just love it.
Yeah. Join 94.9 Murphy's Law this afternoon, and we've got so many funny things coming up. We are currently talking about what is your favourite body part. We've got a great prize giveaway. Now, lots of messages coming through. Tell us your favourite body part. This one came through from Thomas Anna Murphy.
It says,
a long message.
Hey, Murphys. Thomas here. I'm preparing dinner for my community support meeting from Thorn Harbour at my place. I'm making cheese slices.
Oh, good on you.
Anyway, my favourite parts are the feet. They carry me everywhere and I look after them with pedicure.
Oh, lovely.
Well, good on you.
Scott said, my favourite part of my body is my hamstrings. Oh, I'd love to have good hammies.
Oh, mine are shocking.
Mine are terrible.
But you can't see them.
Yeah. How do you know if you have good ones?
How do you know if you've got good ones?
Because if they're nice and shaped and whatever.
Oh. What shape are they? How do you see them?
How do you see them?
The hamstrings, they're at the back of your leg.
Yeah, so how do you see them?
You don't see them.
When you're looking in a mirror, you can see them.
No, that's just the back of your leg.
It's a hamstring.
It's a part in there.
You've never been to the gym in your life. How would you know where the hamstring is?
You don't see. It's not something you look at and go, oh, that's my hamstring.
Yeah, like a bicep or a...
Well, he obviously looks in the mirror and he goes, oh, look at that. That's a great hamstring. That's got a nice...
No, that's nice... incorrect. Do you think, whoever that is, wow.
Can you,
incorrect.
Can you go bend right forward, put your head between your legs and see that way?
You'd have to navigate past your ancient area, but yeah, probably.
Past your ancient area. I feel like we're learning a lot of new... terms.
I want to know what my hamstrings look like.
Well, it's not a thing.
Bend and stretch.
You can't see your hamstring. It's an internal muscle.
No, but it's a muscle that comes out.
Yeah, but you don't see it. You don't talk about, oh, look at his hamstrings.
Well, you do at the Paran pool. In summer, look at that guy's hammies. Pretty good. They look great.
You don't go to the Paran pool, so you're lying.
I do.
Once anyway, this is from Trevor. Says, oh, this is going so well today. You know those days where we feel like we're really going well?
Yeah.
And this is not one of them.
Oh, don't let the people down.
This one, I don't think it's me. Oh, Anna. Naps, are you serious? I thought so much of you. Oh. Ha ha, happy Monday. Cheers, Trevor. Oh, okay, cool, thanks.
Anyway, if you want to keep them coming through...
I thought you read
them all.
No, if you paid attention to anything that I ever said or did...
This message isn't towards the competition, by the way.
I just want to say he's not playing it right.
Oh, right.
Mark from Armidale says, hi, guys. My favourite body part is Damien Walsh Howling's face. I have had a crush on him for so long, can't believe you got to interview him. I'm so jelly.
Traffic for Melbourne.
Wow. Angry hooter.
As we head out to the
angry
road
hooters.
This afternoon, I just realised that sounded like a car horn.
No one likes angry hooters.
Oh, stop it. That noise was not coming from my breasts. Coming from my face. As we head out to the roads, the colder outbound is a little heavier at 9 minutes. The eastern outbound is a little heavier than that at 17 minutes. The Monash outbound is a little heavier still at 44 minutes. And Monash outbound is the heaviest at 88 minutes. And that was the traffic.
About what?
About the traffic.
Oh, wow. 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 Some people get it right, don't they? A man from Waterbury in Connecticut faces divorce after his wife found out that not only was he not actually deaf, he'd been faking it for more than 62 years to avoid having to listen to her.
Please continue.
I'm just trying to soak that in.
Faking it.
According to the divorce papers, 84-year-old Barry Dawson never spoke a single word in front of his 80-year-old wife, Dorothy, during the decades they lived together.
62 years.
Yep, that's right. Miss Dawson learned the sign language. She learned sign language, actually, to be able to communicate with her husband. And then what happened was...
I think this is what our dad's
Mrs.
doing.
Mrs. Dawson, they raised 6 kids together, 13 grandchildren, and then she found out, she said, when I was at home, that jerk always faked being deaf. It wasn't until I saw a YouTube video of him singing during a karaoke night at a bar.
There's so meant to much be at to unpack charity with meet. This story.
It's great.
He's complete. 62 years of keeping that up.
Yeah,
it's
because
like
she
amazing.
Was. Yeah, but his lawyer has gone in and he's basically said, my client is pretty quiet and not very talkative, but his wife is annoyingly chatty.
Annoyingly chatty.
What, with her hands?
With her mouth.
But then he pretended to be blind so he couldn't see her hand.
He said his excuse is...
Like, that's next level.
I love that.
And the lawyer's gone, look, at the end of the day,
well, he reckons
if he hadn't have pretended to be deaf and blind, they would have divorced 60 years ago. He did it for his family and her.
Guess what? We've got a winner. Well, we have a winner. Do we have a drum roll?
Ta-da!
The winner is Thomas.
Thomas! Yay!
Yay! So smooth.
Who was making cheese slices.
He was making cheese slices. And his favourite part...
What, just cutting cheese up?
Yeah. Favourite part is... His favourite part of his body...
I think that's just making it fancy, Thomas.
Is his feet. His feet are his favourite part of his
and
body, which
is
not...
that's funny because he's going to see Paul Foote.
Hey! That's a good one.
You're welcome. I'm here for another minute.
Why do you get out of prison early?
I get out of prison because I can.
Is this going to happen all every week now? We're losing you for the last 10 minutes of the show.
Listen, I'm a single mother of two daughters. I've got to go and make some money.
You've got a dog and a cat, doll.
Yeah, I know, but like, okay. I've got a trivia gig.
That's okay.
I'm not ready just yet, but we can hold the fort. While I'm new and I don't understand how to set it up quickly, I have to leave early when I get it down pat. And
are you allowed to tell people where you're going to be at in case they want to come past?
I'm going to be at the Railway Hotel in South Melbourne. So come on down.
What are you actually doing down
there?
I'm
the trivia host.
Oh, I just didn't think they might have had a poll. I thought both people would get a little bit confused. But you're doing trivia.
That's a great idea for my next comedy show.
You want a poll?
Just have a poll there, right? Waiting and everyone just expectantly waiting, like scared.
And you just talk around it?
Yeah. And then I just talk around it the whole time and then go. And everyone's like, what was that? You didn't really think, I can't even get off a seat without injuring myself.
Well, I wish you all the best for your little trivia show this afternoon.
That's many good. Thanks.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon, minus Murph, old Dolly. She's gone. She's gone to walk about. She's gone to a show. She's going to make some money.
She's making some coin. Make it rain.
Tim, we haven't had on the show for a couple of weeks now really good hearty penis story. Because we've built a solid foundation of the show on penis and poo stories.
Yeah, that's true.
Haven't had one for a while. Here's one for you. One man recently admitted on national television that he hadn't washed his penis in decades. Men and women watching at home were equally repulsed.
Oh my God!
By the admission, and some also share their own personal hygiene struggles. For those that fall into that category, there is now a simple solution you can buy on Amazon. $15 solution. It's called Bonus Penis Cleaner. It's called Bonus Penis Cleaner. And some men are claiming the stuff left their privates looking magical.
Oh.
And smelling like rainbows.
Wow.
Smelling like rainbows.
Now, that is a mighty fine solution. I'll tell you another good solution. When you get in the shower, get some bloody soap.
Get some soap. Anna Murphy is a pig. Is that what we're supposed to say, D? No, I don't know. Hang on. She's left all her rubbish in the studio.
Am I on?
Piggy.
I walked in and I said, you know, I'm a lady that tries to keep germs out of my face. But Anna Murphy. And now I'm worried because she's been using this microphone.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't go too close to that thing.
On the move. Yeah. Anna, come back and get your tissues, mate.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, listen, we should make mention too, the show is now, not only are we on Joy's website and then we're on
iTunes,
we're also now on Spotify.
Yes.
Which is brilliant. So if you want to listen to the show back, and you've been listening to our shows over the last...
I have. Well, I'm a Spotify person. I love Spotify.
It's good to play some of them back.
I've been having quite a chuckle in the car, actually.
In amongst all the rubbish, there is some quality bits.
Yeah, there is. You've got to filter through, but there's some little gems in there.
Absolutely.
Worth checking out.
That is it from us. Out of there. And D, thank you so much for coming in today and dedicating your time to doing the news and stuff.
No worries. Do you not do till 7?
No. No, God, no.
No, we're in the
I'm not doing the 7 o'clock news.
Yeah, I think you still can if you want.
I think it's just after the close show.
So we are doing a bulletin now, though?
Yes. Yeah. We're going to do a song first.
Oh,
and
I'm new to this, so as you were. Yeah, great. Thank you.
Ciao.
Bye.
Bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.